Welcome to the podcast of Paley Presbyterian Church. The following sermon is by our associate pastor, Becca Bruner.
So our kids just worked hard, obviously, on this. They've been preparing for it and worked hard this morning. But we all know who the real hard workers this season have been, do we not? So I want to invite the moms and dads, the grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, all those who've been working real hard for the last month and more, to just take a deep breath with me and let it out. We've almost made it. A few years ago, my parents came to visit us for Thanksgiving, and once the Thanksgiving holiday had passed, I wanted to do something to get us kind of in the Christmas spirit, and I thought it would be a really great idea to take everybody, my two parents, my husband, my then two-year-old daughter, and we were gonna go see the Christmas tree be lit up in our local town center. Thought that would be a fun way to get into the Christmas spirit. And if getting into the Christmas spirit means getting stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic, landing a parking place 8 miles away from your destination, elbowing your way through to get a better vantage point on the action, and standing shoulder to shoulder with your nearest and dearest stranger neighbors, some of whom who had their own special fragrances, well, then we had the Christmas spirit, all right? We stayed just long enough to see that tree get lit up in all its 32,000 light glory, and as soon as that thing was glowing, we were out of there, because that same crowd that we had fought our way through to get there, well, they were all leaving too, and we didn't really want to be stuck behind them again. So we trekked those 8 miles back to our car, got everybody packed in, and as soon as we started to drive away, my two-year-old daughter Eleanor proclaimed, "Christmas is over!" Not quite. Eleanor was shouting it on December 1st, but I wonder how many of us wish we could have been the ones proclaiming that. We're done. It's over. All along the way. Somehow, along the way, it seems that Christmas has become this kind of marathon, something to just get yourself through until you can finally collapse at the finish line, and hopefully triumphantly, but many of us kind of weakly whimpering, "Christmas is over." Well, I want to ask, what if it doesn't have to be that way? What if we could experience this season as something not simply to survive, but something in which we could actually thrive? What if this Christmas could actually be the best Christmas ever? That's what we all want, isn't it? That's what we're all trying to achieve when we're running and doing all of these things. We want the best Christmas ever, but we don't always know how to find it. There's always so much to do. There are parking lots to navigate. There are family members to tolerate. There are cookies to decorate, money to allocate, fellow shoppers we work hard not to annihilate. And once it's all said and done, we kind of just wish we could hibernate. Not the best anything ever, if you ask me. So I want you to know, what would it take? What needs to happen this year for this to be the best Christmas ever? Well, it just so happens that the Bible gives us a model. John tells us in his gospel, he writes, and we read in John 3:16 and 17, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." How do you have the best Christmas ever? Well, I think Jesus would say that in order to have the best Christmas ever, we gotta stop trying to achieve it. And we have to be willing to receive it. The best Christmas is not something you achieve. It is something you can only receive. For God so loved the world, John says. We say it and we hear it all the time, that God really, really loves the world, that God really, really loves us, but I don't always understand it. And to be honest, especially around this time of year, I don't always believe it. See, I have a hard time taking that in, especially this time of year, that God so loved the world, because to be honest, that's not how I always feel toward the world. In the first year my husband and I were married, I worked at a Trader Joe's grocery store. And if ever you've been to a Trader Joe's, you've seen, you've experienced probably, they have this booth where they hand out samples. And that was my job for much of the time was there. I was the sample lady. I thought it would be a fun job. I thought it would be a neat experience to talk and interact with people. But when the holidays came around, people got cranky. People got pushy. People literally started elbowing each other out of the way for a tiny bite of frozen pizza. And observing this day after day after day, I gotta admit, I started just not liking people, just like in general. And I'm a people person, but in that sample booth, I didn't like anybody. See, in that sample booth, I saw a small slice of the messiness of our world. I saw a little bit, but God sees it all. God sees all our selfishness and our sinfulness. God sees all the hurt and the hate and all the ways we turn against him and one another, and God sees it all. So I'm thinking, if I'm God, I get pretty sick of it. I'd want to be done with all of it, done with all of us. But that's not what God does. When God looks at our world, when God looks at us, the Bible talks about a God who loves us, a God who longs for us. Like a mother longs for her child, like a lover longs for his beloved. Like a 13-year-old girl longs for the boy she has a crush on. Well, the Bible doesn't use that last image, but you all know that feeling, right? We all do. We all know what it feels like to desperately long for someone you deeply, deeply love. And while our feelings may come and go, God's love never does. God longs for us with a love that is beyond anything we could ever comprehend. For God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. So all that's left for us to do is simply receive this gift that God has given. See, here's the thing. Tomorrow morning, you all are going to wake up, and I can pretty much guarantee that none of you, especially none of these kids, are going to look at those presents under the tree and say, no thanks, sir. Maybe later. Right? Nobody says that. We don't leave them there. Those gifts, they look nice in their gift wrap and bows, but they do us no good until we actually open them. Until we receive them, until we take them as our own. God gave us the greatest gift ever, but some of us haven't yet opened it. Some of us haven't received that gift. We've left it sitting unopened and unused. And in that place, that gift, it does us no good. If you want this year to be the best Christmas ever, the best thing you can do is receive the gift that God has given us in his son, Jesus Christ. Receive the gift that God himself came to earth as a vulnerable baby, experienced every facet of human life that we do, suffered in every way that we suffer, was tempted in every way that we are. Receive the gift that we have a God who understands. He understands, and yet he also overcame. For though he was tempted in every way that we are, Jesus was without sin. He was perfect. And he offered himself as a perfect sacrifice for our sin. His perfection covers over our imperfection. By his wounds, we are healed. By his sacrifice, we are saved. In Jesus Christ, God has given this world a Savior. But here's the question. Is he yours? Have you received Jesus as your Savior? You can, you know. All it takes to receive this gift is simply saying yes. Yes, I believe you are the Son of God. Yes, I believe that you came to save not just the whole world, but you came to save me. Yes, I know that I cannot save myself, and so I ask you to come and save me, to heal me, to give me the eternal life that you promised, and let that life begin today. I promise you. I promise you, if you pray that kind of prayer, if you say yes to Jesus, if you receive this incredible gift that God has given, this will be your best Christmas ever. Amen.